From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today on Capitol Hill, the largest commercial pilots union told congressional leaders that it wants to arm its members with guns in the cockpit. That would be forbidden under the current rules of the Federal Aviation Administration. But in the aftermath of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, many pilots have demanded broad new authority to defend themselves, their crew, and passengers. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The pilots are asking lawmakers to imagine being in their position, flying a commercial jet full of passengers with just a thin door separating the pilots in the cockpit from any danger lurking in the cabin. Captain Dwayne Wirth, who's chief of the Airline Pilots Association, says that danger includes a potential terrorist. And because the nation now knows how real that danger is, Wirth says it's time to take radical steps.
Creating a program to allow specially trained and screened pilots to carry weapons in the cockpit must be a top priority. Specifically, ALPA urges Congress to authorize a new program to train volunteer airline pilots to carry firearms in the cockpit to secure the nerve center of the aircraft and to get the aircraft on the ground safely if faced with a terrorist threat.
Wirth says the pilots union is proposing that armed pilots be trained with air marshals, and only those highly trained pilots would be allowed to carry the guns, he says. Furthermore, pilots are asking to be armed with disintegrative bullets. Wirth says that would avoid damage to the aircraft fuselage if something happened. All this would have seemed unreal until 2 weeks ago. Several members of the panel expressed their support for the idea. Others expressed concern.
Not all of us are enamored with arming everybody on the airplane in order to protect the passengers. I think that should be the absolute last resort, not the first.
That's Congresswoman Shelley Berkley of Las Vegas, Nevada. Another Congresswoman, Ellen Tauscher of California, said she tends to agree.
My sense of it is that I want less weapons than more, but obviously safety and security. I would hope that we could work toward a compromise where we deal with having the cockpit secured, providing more time for the captain and the first officer and the crew to be able to deal with any kind of attempt to breach the cockpit.
Congressional leaders from both parties are expressing opposition too, including House Democratic Leader Richard Gephardt and House Majority Whip Tom DeLay. Even the flight attendants aren't sure they want pilots toting guns on board aircraft. Patricia Friend is president of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants.
We are concerned about it. I'm concerned about it just from the basic issue of introducing a lethal weapon into the environment on the aircraft.
But support for strengthening the cockpit doors aboard aircraft appears to be unanimous, either by adding a deadbolt lock on the door or adding another layer of paneling. Pilots and flight attendants also want new training on how to deal with terrorists on board. Their current training is based on the 60s and 70s model of a hijacker who wanted to go someplace, perhaps to Cuba or the Middle East, or who wanted money, something that could be negotiated.
You can't negotiate with the people that got on that airplane 2 weeks ago.
Again, Patricia Friend of the Flight Attendants Association.
We don't know what options might be available to us. We know that there are security experts somewhere in the world that do know, and they should be brought in immediately and revamp that training and give us a fighting chance.
She says pilots and flight attendants just haven't been trained to deal with what happened on board those four flights 2 weeks ago. She says they've never been prepared for the possibility of a hijacker who actually wants to fly the plane and who is willing to commit suicide. That's why all agree that the cockpit door must be the first line of defense. Marianne Akers, NPR News.